KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 54. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The three-state beef conference is designed to provide beef cattle producers and other agricultural professionals in Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska an update on current cow-calf and stocker topics. The topics are based on producer suggestions, and the Iowa site for that conference is Southwestern Community College in Creston. It takes place January 12th, registration at 5:30. The program runs from 6 to 8:45. Craig Payne, a doctor of veterinary medicine with the University of Missouri, will explain the veterinary feed directive. Feed grade and water-soluble antibiotics are moving from over-the-counter now to prescription status, and Dr. Payne will help participants think through the impacts this may have on their operations. The use of cover crops is also a source of forage is of interest, and producers are asked for a presenter who could address establishment, yield, forage quality, and calf performance. And to that end, Dr. Mary Dronowski from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln will address the topic. And with crop prices lower, there's an interest in converting low-productivity crop ground to pasture. Joe Sellers with ISU Extension, beef specialist, will walk producers through that decision process. He'll explain the use of a spreadsheet tool at the Ag Decision Maker website and address practical limitations. Pre-registration is required for that three-state beef conference by January the 8th. The registration fee is $25, and it does include your meal and materials. To register, you can call Page County Extension at 712-542-5171. Elsewhere in area news, the Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening passed an early retirement plan and a policy pertaining to the use of unmanned aircraft or drones over school property. Superintendent Mike Amstein said the opportunity to take early retirement won't be offered again for another 3 years. And the board capped the number of retirees who would be eligible at 10.
Basically, it's a $25,000 insurance payment over a three-year period, basically to lessen the tax liability for any participant in that program. We pay that money directly to a third-party vendor for insurance, and then basically it's handled through that third-party vendor.
And that's part of the early incentive package for retirement. The administration will meet with any eligible persons next week with regard to filling out the necessary paperwork. And the board Wednesday passed a policy on the flying of drones or other unmanned aircraft over school property.
School districts across the country have been experiencing more situations with them and incidents with them. And we actually had an incident this fall where we had an unauthorized drone fly over the football field while we had a game in process.
The drone, he says, was operated by a former student. Amstein said the district's insurance representative explained the liability risk of allowing drones to fly overhead, and that was all it took for the school board to pass on the first reading and waive the second reading of the policy, which went into effect.
Basically, it says that if you want to do, you know, any use of a drone over school property or during a school-sponsored event, you'd have to get specific permission from the superintendent in order to do that.
In other business, the Atlantic School Board discussed but didn't take any action on the use of online courses for high school students.
They wanted to take a look and see what was being offered at the high school and how the kids registered for those. So it was a good discussion that the board had. I think since we have three new board members, I think they learned a lot from that discussion and had a better understanding of how that works at high school.
And the board approved an exclusive vendor contract with Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Iowa Department of Education Director Ryan Weiss Thursday announced the next group of school districts chosen to launch local teacher leadership plans through Iowa's Teacher Leadership and Compensation System, or TLC. 97 school districts have been added to the state system, bringing the total number of districts in the teacher leadership system to 295, or 88% of Iowa's districts. Among the 97 newly accepted districts is Arweva, Bedford, Boyer Valley, Coon Rapids, Bayard, Corning, Denison, Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Griswold, IKM, Manning, Logan, Magnolia, Missouri Valley, Mount Air, Shenandoah, Sydney, South Page, Trainer, Tri-Center, Villisca, Walnut, West Harrison, and Woodbine. Director Weiss said the system is about supporting teachers to do their best work so that our students can do their best work. Students in schools today, he said, face higher expectations, and we must support the critical and complex work of teaching in order to improve instruction. Weiss said that we're doing that through Iowa's teacher leadership system, and it's exciting that so many school districts share the commitment. Iowa's teacher leadership system, which taps into the expertise of top teachers to improve classroom instruction and raise student achievement, is the centerpiece of Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds' landmark education reform package passed by the legislature in 2013. It's the nation's most comprehensive teacher leadership system. About 25% of Iowa's teachers will be in leadership roles when the system is fully phased in. As of this fall, all 336 Iowa school districts had applied to join the teacher leadership program. The 97 newly accepted districts will implement their teacher leadership plans for the 2016-17 school year. The remaining 40 districts will have an opportunity to refine and resubmit their plans for approval in the next couple of months. Districts are chosen for the system based on the recommendation of the Commission on the Educator Leadership and Compensation, which evaluates applications. The teacher leadership system cost, by the way, nearly $50 million in fiscal year 2015. That amount is expected to grow to $150 million annually by the fiscal year 2017, which would enable all districts to participate. A Sioux City elementary school has been given a monetary prize for their computer programming efforts using an international week dedicated to teaching code. Lus Hills Elementary received the Code Iowa Award from the Governor's STEM Advisory Council and Code.org, a computer science nonprofit, this week. The school received $4,000 to be used toward instructional technology for their efforts in Hour of Code Week. Millions of students work on a computer coding-related activity in the worldwide event. Lus Hills Elementary is a computer programming specialty school. Instructors teach core subjects through a computer programming lens. The students dedicated their Hour of Code Week to spreading knowledge to city council members, business owners, and representatives of higher education institutions. Elsewhere in the news, Red Oak Police report a man from Pottawatomie County was arrested last night on theft and other charges. 26-year-old Nicholas Thomas Rohrberg of Council Bluffs was taken into custody in the 1300 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak. He faces charges that include driving while barred, identity theft, and two counts of unlawful use of a license. Rohrberg was cited for at least four traffic violations, and he was wanted on a Pott County warrant for fraudulent practices in the third degree. Additional charges are pending. Rohrberg was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $4,000 bond. And a Mills County man was arrested late Thursday morning in Creston. Authorities say 20-year-old Dominic Schloop of Hastings was arrested at a home in the 200 block of Pine Street at around 11:50 a.m. Thursday. He was wanted on a Department of Corrections warrant for violation of parole. Schloop was being held without bond in the Union County Jail. And Creston police say a Creston automotive staff reported Thursday that sometime between 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday and 8 a.m. on Thursday, someone shot out two windows on the north side of the business. The damage was estimated at $500. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.